but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
BFFT. From the PAC West Center in downtown Portland, presented by High Caliber Millwrights, here's John Canzano with a bald-faced truth.
Oregon State's got a big football season ahead, obviously. Counting down the days, right? But they open the season, the Beavers do, with Cal and Fresno State, Texas Tech and Oregon. It's a gauntlet at the beginning of the season. A guy who's going to be right in the middle of it, wide receiver Trent Walker, Oregon State. Had a great season last year. He's going to be one of the players to watch. Certainly little kids around Reser Stadium are going to be looking out onto the field and seeing Trent Walker play, and they're going to be thinking, gosh, maybe when I grow up I can be that guy. Well, he was one of those little kids back in the day. His mom and dad went to Oregon State. I want to ask him about that. Does he know the origin story of where they met? And a whole bunch more. What's it like to work with Malik Murphy at quarterback? What's his school schedule like? What were the NIL offers that other schools came after him with? Obviously he was one of the guys at the end of last season that I kind of wondered, would he become the target of a bunch of schools or the agents and the intermediaries who were working in college football? Now, don't even get me started on that. But Trent Walker, wide receiver, Oregon State, fresh off the practice field. Trent, I appreciate you joining us on today's show and making time for us.
No, I appreciate you having me.
Look, you had a great season last year. You obviously got it done on the field. I think, people who don't know your history, your entire family, like everybody in your family went to Oregon State, didn't they?
Yeah, so my mother and father, they met in Corvallis when they went to school. And then my older brother went here before me as well.
Do your parents tell you the story of how they met? Do you know the story?
I don't know the exact story, but I know my mom kind of pushed him off for a little bit, mm-hmm. and my dad stayed consistent, and then hung around her a lot, and just got her to fall in love.
Got that? Like good for your mom. Like, you know, making dad work for that. I like that. And you got to find out the story though. You got to find out like exactly. First time they met, where were they? Was it in the dorm? Was it on campus? Was it in a class? I dying to know. I love those origin stories, and you've got a good one there at Oregon State. But the last year, you guys, on the field, it was kind of a mixed results with the wins and losses, first half of the season, second half. But you were so consistent, Trent, throughout the whole season. How did you stay kind of locked in?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you want to get it done as a group in terms of wins. I just try to be consistent because I wanted my teammates and the coaches to be able to rely on me throughout the whole season. I just wanted to do my part to try to get as many wins as we could get. It was never like I never was looking down on the season. I think, like I said, we obviously wish we won more games, but just doing my part was really all I was looking to do.
You had a lot of success at Beaverton High School, played multiple sports, baseball, basketball, football. How did that help you? How does playing multiple sports help you as an athlete?
Yeah, my dad, he pushed me to play all three sports. Baseball is actually my number one sport. I was hoping to play college baseball, but then that got cut short because of COVID. But I think playing three sports just helped me become a better athlete. Like, I think baseball obviously helped with my hand-eye coordination. Basketball translates the most with football. I get all of, like, my releases and my jukes are from basketball. I think of, like, crossovers. And I used to watch basketball all the time. I remember watching, like, YouTube videos on how to make my crossover better, and that kind of translates to the football field in terms of my releases.
Do you get a little bit of the baseball itch when you watch – Oregon State baseball play? Do you want to jump in the cage, take some swings?
Oh yeah, for sure. I was thinking about asking Bray if he would let me try to walk on, but I think it'd just be too much.
Well, they had Adley Rutschman did that, right? He did football and he did some baseball back in the day, so it's not unprecedented. Trent Walker with us, one of the best wide receivers in the country, certainly will be on the Biletnikoff watch list this season. I know at the end of last season, Trent, people kind of wondered, like, gosh, would other schools come calling? Was that ever a thing for you? Did you ever get any pressure or any phone calls from people wanting you to get in the portal?
Yeah, I definitely got some attention from some schools, some big names. But at the end of the day, like, I know Corvallis is my home. And it, with Coach Bray being our head coach, it was never really a question to leave. It was just, I'm locked in. I'm a Beaver for life. I was a Beaverton Beaver, Oregon State Beaver. It just didn't feel right to even think about leaving.
Help us understand what that's like, because, you know, some of us know college recruiting as it used to be, and then, you know, you'd commit to a school and then it was kind of over and that was your school, and now it's like the recruiting doesn't stop. So when they reach out to you, what is that conversation like? What are they selling you on?
Well, it's not so much the coaching staff of the school that's interested. It's more so like there's someone being a middleman that's relaying and communicating for the school to me. And a lot of it for me was I didn't really, like, trust it. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm not talking to anyone over there. My name's not in the portal, so they can't talk to me. Yep. I think a lot of it was just hearing things and hearing the same thing. So then you kind of understand that it is real, but it just wasn't for me.
Talking to Trent Walker, Oregon State wide receiver. I'm dying to see Malik Murphy in a game situation. I loved what I saw in the spring game. What has it been like to work with him?
Amazing. I mean, he's come from two big-time programs, so the work ethic he brings in and then his mind alone, he's worked with some really good receivers as well. So it's been cool to, like, hear what he wants and what he expects. A lot of it I've heard, and there's some that I haven't heard. So just getting us dialed on the same and on the same page as a room, and then personally between him and I, we've gotten real close throughout the summer. We go out to eat a bunch. So I'm excited for Malik. I think the fans are excited for Malik. He's a great person and a hell of a ball player.
Does he have a chip on his shoulder from what happened at Duke? Because I got to think he's motivated to show people what he can do.
Yeah, I think he does. He doesn't really let it show too much. I think, obviously, when you go out there and break records at a school, you don't really expect to be told to leave or whatever the situation was. I haven't really asked him too much about it because I don't want him to, like, look in the past. I want him to be excited to be here like he is. But, I mean, he had a hell of a season last year. He broke the single-season passing touchdown record at Duke, and we joke all the time, like, he just needs to do it again here for us.
You grew up watching Oregon State. You guys were ticket holders. Where'd you sit in the stadium?
We were, I think, the Toyota Club area. I think It was the 200 level. We only had it until I was about, I want to say, 8. Mm-hmm. Once I got to third grade, we got rid of them.
Who did you remember watching? What are your memories of being at Reser Stadium?
I remember watching the Rogers brothers. What's his name? He went to the Buccaneers out of Oregon State. Sammy Schroeder. I remember meeting Sammy Schroeder in the at the Hilton across the street, mm-hmm. and that was surreal for me. But, the Roger brothers stood out the most to me. Brandon Cooks, obviously. So to be wearing his number is pretty cool.
You got a little Mike Hass in your game as well, Trent. I don't know if you know that, but he might have been before your time. But, you know, you've got great hands. You are sneaky quick. I don't think people sort of expect it until it's on them. You started getting defended a little differently towards the end of the season because I think defenses knew that you were a primary part of Oregon State's pass game. How did that change for you as a player when you were approaching sort of maybe the last 4 or 5 games of the season?
Yeah, I didn't really look too much into it. obviously I was expecting like a little bit more hands-on from the DBs to disrupt my timing and whatever their game plan was towards me. I tried not to look at it that way. I wanted to keep the same mindset going into each game as the season went on.
Trent Walker is our guest, wide receiver, Oregon State. Classes that you're signed up for, what's your class load look like here in the fall?
So I graduated in the spring. So my class load is pretty light right now going into the fall. I'm taking 9 credits where it was like 15,
Love
14
it.
In the past.
Love it. What are you taking? Let us dream vicariously through you. You got sign language. You got yoga. Give us your schedule.
I know I got Native American flute is one of my classes.
Okay.
I think I got the history of hip hop as another one. And I think I'm taking bowling as my third.
I love it. I love it. Look, I think a lot of people are excited about the upcoming season. What are you interested to know about this team and this season?
Yeah, I think we have all the talent in the world. I think our work ethic is second to none. So I think the biggest test for us is when it gets to the stretch of the season, and no matter what the record is, maybe we've taken a few hits injury-wise or whatever. I'm interested to see how we respond to all that, because as of lately, it looks like everyone here we have is a dog. So I'm just excited to see what the season stores for us.
The first 4 games are, it's kind of, there's no run-up to this. It's Cal, it's Fresno State, it's Texas Tech, it's Oregon. That first 4 is going to be really interesting. How do you guys get ready, when you don't really have a tune-up game? I mean, it's like you got to be ready and you got to go.
Yeah, I think it's definitely different than what I've seen in the past when I've been here, but I think it's good for us. I think the intensity during camp is a lot higher than it has been in the past. I think everyone's just dying to get on the field. You got to look at it like so does Cal. Cal's got to face us week one. Like, they don't have a ramp-up game either. So I think it always comes down in the first games to who has the least amount of turnovers, who has the least penalties, and who makes the most tackles. So, I mean, we're excited. The intensity's been good. We got a cool little schedule ahead of us.
Now, Sammy Strotter gave you some of his time in that Hilton lobby and kind of made your day and gave you something to strive for. When you meet young Beaver fans, do you have that kind of in your heart? Like, hey, I might be inspiring someone just like Sammy did for me?
Yeah, I always think about that, but I think I have a little bit of imposter syndrome when it comes to that. Like, I feel like a guy, so I love meeting new people. I love feeling the love that Corvallis brings to me. I want to meet everyone who knows my name, everyone who likes me. So if anyone out there sees me at any time, come up, say hi. I'm more than happy to meet you guys.
I love that. I love that you said that. I mean, there's such humility in that. Tells me that your parents did a good job, telling you, hey, you're never as good or as bad as what people think or people say about you. Do you ever, get a chance to – you're in a game situation. Certainly you're not looking around the stadium, but you walk into the stadium. Do you look up and around? You're like, holy hell, I was in the stands. Now I'm on the field.
Almost every practice and every pregame, I look up and I try to imagine myself sitting in those seats. Because it's just, it is surreal if you really think about it. Like, I grew up watching Oregon State football. Like, all I know about college football as I was growing up was Oregon State. So I definitely try to be in the moment and look back and don't let the moment be too big.
Trent Walker with us. The bowling alley on campus, is it the little student union bowling alley down in the basement? Is that what we're talking about for bowling?
Yeah. Yeah, that's where the class is.
All right. So that sounds like, are you a good bowler now? Or I think, who else took bowling? It was, one of your defensive backs last year, I think, that we had on the show was taking bowling. So, I think this has to be word of mouth. The guys have said, hey, you should take bowling.
Yeah, I'm not amazing, I think. But the one thing about me is if I get the itch and I'm not good at something, I'll do whatever I can to try to be better at it. Like right now it's ping pong. Mm-hmm. So I think this bowling class, it could be a problem for me. I might be a little too focused.
Yeah, are you one of these people that has to win? Like, if you and I are bowling or playing ping pong, I'm going to want to kick your ass. Like, I'm going to want to beat you. Like, are you competitive, or do you sort of go easy in that situation?
I'm too competitive. I think I get a bunch of crap from my friends because they call me sore loser. But it's like, why would I? I'm not going to be a good loser. I don't like losing. It doesn't matter how dumb the competition is. I'll get pissed off.
Trent Walker, I appreciate your time. Good luck this season. Biletnikoff watch list for sure, and eager to see you play in the early part of the season. Thanks for making time for us.
No, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
And there he is, Trent Walker, Oregon State wide receiver. I love that story. I love the fact that he says still, even today, a little bit of imposter syndrome, despite having huge numbers last year and being the go-to guy in the passing game, and that he looks around Reser Stadium and he looks up and he kind of goes, hey, you know, I used to be up there. That's where I used to sit. Like, I think it's very relatable because you have little kids all over Autzen Stadium, all over Reser Stadium. I don't care what stadium you grew up watching. We had San Jose State season tickets when I was a kid. And I remember going to Spartan Stadium in San Jose and watching San Jose State play. And then in high school, I got to play in the high school All-Star game in Spartan Stadium. I remember looking around going, I used to be here looking down at the field. I can't imagine you were a kid watching a college program play and then you suit up for said college program and you get to kind of be on the other end of it. And I know his parents probably listening to this interview in Beaverton. You got to tell them the origin story, or at least the version you want your kids to know, the origin story. Did you meet in the dorms? Was it Callahan Hall? Did you meet at Reser Stadium? Did you see her as she was walking across campus and know that was the one? And I love the fact that you know, his dad was persistent. My grandfather used to tell the story to us that he asked my grandmother to marry him five times for crying out loud. Like, as he's telling us that story, I'm thinking, you know, if he asks only four times, do I even exist? If he asks three times or twice or just once, do I exist? No, but there's some persistence in that story that matters, isn't there? I love it. I love that story. Everybody nodding at that. Think about how tenuous that is. You know, as a kid and you're hearing your grandparents, you know, grandpa asked grandma to marry him five times. And I'm like, well, hey, wait a minute. Like, good on you, grandpa, for being persistent. Maybe there's some natural selection there. I am a persistent, driven person. Is that because my grandfather was persistent and driven, for crying out loud? You think about how dicey that gets, you know? Groundhog Day, sliding doors, butterfly effect, pick your movie. All right, you got the bald-faced truth statewide. I appreciate everybody who tunes in. Is Trent Walker going to be our guy all season long? Should we get him to do the Jamba interview every week throughout the season? Maybe we should have a few guys on and have him audition for it, but man, he had a lot to say. He's got a lot to offer. He got a lot of tentacles with his family and family story. And certainly he's going to be a focal point of the offense. And we have generally gone with defensive guys in the last few years. Remember, this started back in the day with Jaquizz Rodgers. Not to bring Quiz back up, but we started having Quiz on every week. We would quiz, and we had fun with it. And then we've morphed into other guys. We had certainly Sean Mannion on and Lyle Moivau on and Isaiah Hodgins on, and then we started going defensive, and Jaden Grant was in there, had a monopoly on this thing for like 3 years, and then last year was Jaden Robinson, who, by the way, also took bowling. Now that I mentioned that, I remember, you know, it was Jaden Robinson who took bowling last year. How about we go back to offense? It'd be better to have an offensive guy on the show. I don't know. More to talk about? All right, I want you to leave it here. Thanks to Trent Walker for making time for us. Love also that his parents sort of pushed the idea of multi-sport. Like, parents out there, if you're listening to that, you got to hear that. And that's got to be very affirming for parents who say, hey, I want my kid to play multiple sports. You know, I know there's so much pressure to specialize, but I can tell you, I have not had a single interview with a professional athlete or a college coach or a professional coach or anybody at the highest levels of sport. Nobody has told me, oh, your kids should specialize. Nobody. And there is a chorus of people on the other side. And Dominican Sue, Tom Glavin, Dan Lanning, Trent Bray, you know, all these coaches who will come on the show will tell you, specialize, no. We want your kids to play multiple sports. We want them to develop other parts of their game. Some great examples of guys that have played multiple sports. in our ecosystem, and Trent Walker just the latest. Three sports, was a shortstop in baseball, played basketball, played football. Good on his parents for fostering that. I know you put some miles on your car, Mom and Dad. I know you were there in a lot of weekends in different sports, but you got a kid who's very well-rounded, and it shows on the field. I want you to leave it here. You got the Bald-Faced Truth statewide on the BFT Radio Network.